in a section. Sex and drugs, my anthology on perfection. Dress superb, admired by conspirators who want to try me, but they high enough to fold me up. What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy, Rashad. I had to make another episode this week because it was just so much going on and I had to get to it expeditiously. So, without further ado, let's get into what's been going on. So, the very first topic I want to talk about is, it was a fight that broke out with Blueface and Krishan. Now, what I really can't get is, they was walking down the street, she started slapping them or whatever. Next thing you know, he cold cocker, you know what I'm saying? They fall all out onto the sidewalk. This dude recording it the whole time. He probably one of them bloggers or whatever. But fast forward, Blueface go live that same night, and it looked like he was crying or whatever. She in the bed, he's saying that she was messing with some police officer allegedly or whatever. He said he caught him coming out the hotel, and you know, she over there yelling, "Why you lying?" But it's just wild to me because I guess toxic people love toxic people, but they just need to get far away from each other. But I know that's not gonna happen because she head over heels in love with him. So until she see something wrong, she not moving. But he allegedly offered her $100,000 just to leave. So I'm guessing he fed up with her. But that's neither here nor there. So it is what it's going to be. Let's keep moving on. So when it comes to Neo and his wife, Crystal, I saw reports that she already started filing for divorce and that he got a baby on the way with one of them girls he was creeping with. And I'm just hoping that the babies and her, they'll be fine later down the line when everything gets settled. But hopefully she can keep her mental intact. Hopefully she ain't gonna go crazy over the situation. But yeah, it's an unfortunate change of events. But people gonna do what they gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Neo gonna be who he gonna be. All you can do is make sure you keep yourself right for the kids. Let's keep going. So Bow Wow has a new show coming out on BET. And it's going to be a rap show. So I can't wait to. It ain't no 106 in Park, but we'll see. I haven't got that many details yet, so that's all we got as of now. So as the more details come up, I'm going to definitely pass it along. So another thing that I wanted to cover was, so Brittany Griner went to court today. And as she was going to court, they came back with a verdict. She has now been sentenced to 9 years in Russian prison for that little vape, you know, pen that she has. And the one thing I want to say about what she got going on is prayers out to her family. And you just never know what's going on in these other countries. They don't follow the same rules we follow, so. But we never giving up on the fight. You know, it's still free Brittany Griner until she come home. And free BG. I don't know when he coming home, but hopefully sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? So our president, Biden, has declared a state of emergency for the monkeypox, because a lot of people been springing up getting this monkeypox. So that's where we at with that. But also, they have to, you know, start getting the vaccine together. Now, the difference also, too, with monkeypox is, because I've been reading on my little research, they said the, not the healing time, the, what's the word I'm looking for? The time that you gotta, you know, waver it off, they said it's like 3 weeks, you know, with COVID. Remember, at first it was 2 weeks, then it went down to like 2 days. Now with this new variant, and now with the monkeypox, it said it's 3 weeks. So it's about to, it's getting brutal out here. But continuing on down this internet road, what's the guy? Don't get me wrong. John Legend. I couldn't think of his name for some reason. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, they expect a child. She is pregnant right now. Shout out to the family. They doing their thing. Also, it was another teacher. I saw a preview of another teacher that was caught up over there in Russia. And the teacher is allegedly doing 14 years, so they're not playing over there in Russia. They're giving people basketball numbers. Speaking of cases, Alex Jones is in court right now, and he was on the stand lying about what was being sent to his phone, him not knowing the extent of the damage for the Sandy Hook school and everything and the parents. And as of right now, he has been charged to pay $4 million to the families. And this is his first case. He got other cases coming up too. So yeah, he in it. So he definitely gonna have to do what he do. But that's neither here nor there. Now, I don't know why people keep on coming for Beyonce, but you just got to know the Beehive gonna get you together. I just wanted to let you know that right now. And the reason why I say this is because her album just dropped. Now, both ways, the album has gone both ways. There's been, you know, triumph. There's been good reviews. Some people have been trashing it, been making all these reaction videos. Everybody not gonna like your material. But the things that people have been saying, you know, they're trying to get a response out of B. You even had Monica Lewinsky saying it was some song, the Partition song. She feeling some type of way. Song came out 10 years ago. She feeling some type of way now. She want Beyonce to take a clip off the song. And then it's a slur in one of Beyonce's songs. I don't even think it's a slur, but they saying it's a slur. They want her to, she has to take that out of one of her songs. So she's doing that. Then Khalees wouldn't be quiet about whatever they had going on, which was nothing. She fighting with herself. Beyonce took, you know, her name off the song. And so she messed up because now she ain't gonna get no money. So sometimes you don't gotta say anything you feel. Sometimes you let that stuff go, man. Some people be out here just ruining for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Now she gotta go on the farm and feed the chickens and do all she gotta do. But anyway, so, and also speaking of Beyonce's album, so Kia, you know, the singer, My Neck, My Back, her and T.S. Madison been going back and forth. And the interesting thing about their dynamic is because Kia don't like the album, and then she didn't like that T.S. Madison was on the album. And T.S. Madison was letting her know. She said, stop worrying about me, she said, and get some money. And that's so true, man. Sometimes people can hate you for no reason. They secretly want to be you. They want to do everything you do. Be everywhere you're going to be. Hold on, let me see if I can get your clip. Hold up. See if I can get it played for y'all real quick.
Time ago, everybody working, getting paid. I'm telling you.
Now, T.S., I'm with
you. I told you. That's what she told her. Everybody that work get paid. People is not playing, man. People is not.
T.S., I'm with you. Kaya, I'm just here to report the news. I don't want no smoke with you.
Shout out to Antoine Edwards for always
keep report the news. I don't want no smoke with you, the book, or the shelf. I'm just here to report the news. I don't want...
keep on popping up. So, but like I said, the news been all over the place. They trying to get, of course they trying to get Nicki and Cardi to beef, because Nicki is about to drop her new song. I think she was having trouble naming it. I think she is gonna call it Freaky. I think that's the name that she went with. But also, when it comes to Nicki, it was an alleged fake assistant who put all these rumors and out about Nicki and, you know, her tax situation and her homes and her baby father. I mean, my bad, not her baby father, I'm sorry. Her husband. All these rumors that the lady put out. Nicki came to social media, let everybody know that's what it wasn't. So, man, people, they'll ruin your life if you let it. If you let them, man. But don't let them do it. So, and one other thing I want to leave with y'all is, we don't got no music. We still on the Beehive right now. So we ain't got no new music yet. And plus it's not Friday. When on my next episode, we're gonna go through some more music. But one thing I wanna leave with y'all before I roll out is, you are so dope. Not only you so dope, can't nobody do you better than you. Sometimes we scare ourselves by not jumping out there. And the reason why I say we got to jump out there is because sometimes you need that extra push. Sometimes you need to do it scared. So, don't forget to keep being you. Don't never let nobody tell you you're not enough. You are more than enough. You are capable. Keep on manifesting. Keep speaking positivity over your life. If it's negative, if anybody negative around you, they gotta go. They gotta flee. Keep positivity around your circle. Only people should be around you is people uplifting you, encouraging you. People who trying to do the best that they can do. Strong vibrations. Strong energy. I want everybody in your circle to know we winners. We not losers. We chasing whatever we lost. I want it all back. So, that's what I got for y'all. This unpretude episode. It is one more thing I wanted to cover. Hold up. Let me not finish it too early. So, I was doing a little research, and one thing I wanted to do, I told you, We the Beehive over here. We don't play around when it comes to Beyonce. Beyonce has been supporting black songwriters behind the scenes, and I want her to get her flowers. She always get her flowers for the stuff she do in front, but I want her to get her flowers for the stuff she does behind the scenes. So what I found out in my research is that Beyonce has been finding up-and-coming black songwriters, and she's been working with them, she's been writing with them, she's been putting her stamp of approval on them, and they have come out to make some of the best songs. They've definitely just, they've been doing their thing. And I think it's so dope, because for somebody to be on the level that she is, and for her to sit there and not make it about herself, she wanted everybody to win. And I know it ain't easy. So, but like they say, if you win, I win. But yeah, it's, and don't forget, there's two more parts to this album. So you got Act 2 and Act 3. I don't know when they're coming out. So I can't wait to see if they're going to have a tour. I'm pretty sure she's going on tour. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to her dad, Matthew Knowles, for how he raised her. Shout out to Tina Knowles. Shout out to the whole Destiny's Child. Hopefully we can get another album one day. But you know, as of right now, Renaissance has sold over 275,000 units in just 4 days. That's, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to her team, though. You know, shout out to all of Beyonce's team. Shout out to all the writers. You know, Dionne Warwick tried to come at her, and she was a writer on a lot of her projects over the years. You know, she apologized after what she said. You know, she had a statement saying, why is there 24 writers on a song? But she ended up apologizing. You know, the Beehive tore her up, so. But like I was saying before, don't let nobody discourage your dreams, man. Keep chasing it. Keep doing you. Keep chasing your dreams, baby. But also, oh, that's going to be the name of Nicki's song. It's going to be called Super Freaky Girl. So let me play, I just want to play a throwback.
Pray, I see dead people. Modern vampires of the city, anti-blood, blood, blood.
Yo, Trey, thought I was dead.
So it's Friday night dinner. have a little DJ session real quick. But you know, another thing too, you know, when it comes to, like, I got some more information on Desus and Merrill. They was having problems with their manager. Their manager was having problems with HBO. And Merrill was having problems with the manager. Desus wasn't. Now, the thing, now, the interesting part about that is, how can you work with somebody if y'all can't get along with management? Management got to represent you. And instead of getting rid of the manager, you know, one wants to keep the manager, one wants to get rid of him. It's a hard battle to fight. Trying to end it off on a good note. But I want to thank y'all for listening. Subscribe, like, share, tell a friend. Nobody told you they love y'all today. I love y'all. Stay encouraged, stay blessed. Stay prayed up. Peace.